and good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Africa Fitness Association, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host, Abdu Aziz Shaheed. Good evening, brother. And we will be right back with tonight's show after a quick moment. To tonight's show again. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host, Abdu Aziz Shaheed. Brother Shaheed, good greeting, Brother Shaheed. we're just going to continue. Yes. We're going to continue to be talking about our upcoming event, and we'll be talking about that upcoming event until it happens. And of course, that is the event that's going on down in North Carolina, the Muslims Business Council trade show, international trade show. And international meaning that all of us who are locals, which is I am one of those, the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and we also mentioned the Baltimore metropolitan area. But our objective is to stimulate businesses right here in our own communities. And this type of activities is going on in many, many other parts of the country in many different states. And once a year, we all come and we collect ourselves and see what type of advancements we've made in our local areas, and also the advancements that we've made as a national organization. And this is hosted by our National Muslims Business Council, which is our national headquarters, or our national organization. That organization, again, on May 5th to May 7th, our registration is going on as we speak, and you'll be registering for the International Trade Show. Brother Aziz, I think you have some information on the activities that will be going on and how one can register and other information you would like to share.
Yes, yes, brother, absolutely. The event, the International Trade Show that's sponsored by the National Muslim Business Council will be in actually a place called Cary, North Carolina. It's in the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle, and it'll be held at the Embassy Suites there. And this event, going through May 5th through the 7th, will feature, we'll have a cultural night on Friday. And then on Saturday, we'll have a trade show where the exhibitors will show their wares, where you can buy, sell, and trade. We'll have empowerment seminars with special guest speakers. We'll have business workshops. We'll also have marketing people to teach you how to market your business, how to get government contracts, starting your business, as well as for new businesses. On May the 6th, that day, we will have what is called a launch tank, which is similar to the Shark Tank TV program that comes on. And here, individuals will be able to pitch their business and to a group of investors that will be there. And the investors will look over your business pitch and your idea, and by April the 20th, they will let you know if you've been selected. And to find out more about this information about the events that's going on, the number you can call is area code 704-201-1353. And that's area code 704-201-1353. And this event, this international trade show sponsored by the National Muslim Council, is really giving the African Americans and Muslims an opportunity to present their wares, let people know what you have, what kind of business you're in, as well as do a lot of networking with one another. And that's primarily what we want to see, is businesses networking with one another, as well as new business people being introduced to a new network of people that could help, you know, launch their business and promote their business. And overall, too, we want to promote African-American businesses here in the country. And that is what is going to be going on down in North Carolina. And we're really looking forward to this. because we think with the seminars and the people that are showing their exhibits, one of them is like a Dr. Reginald Parker with solar energy inventions or products that he has that's going to be a game changer in the future, as well as other products that are going to be produced to us. So this is about the International Trade Show, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and the number that you can call there is 1-888-776-9908 or area code 704-201-1353, and that's the International Trade Show, sponsored by the National Muslim Business Council.
Okay, appreciate that information, Brother Aziz.
Yes, sir, Brother.
And just to let the listeners know that registration for the hotel rooms are going on now. I understand that registration in some of the hotels are filling up, so if you, those of you who are planning on going, I would suggest go ahead and get your hotel's reservations in before there's a sellout. Also, business owners, those of you who have a business idea and wish to express yourself or let us know something about your business, our mics are open this evening, so you can call in and talk about your business or give us a good business idea. That call-in number would be 657-383-1372. Again, 657-383-1372. I didn't necessarily have a topic this evening, Brother Aziz, because I know that our emphasis is going to be the trade show, and that's what we more or less want to continue to talk about until after the trade show. But if, again, you have anything that you need to share with the audience, or, again, the audience wish to share with us, that call-in number, again, is 657-383-1372. So, again, Brother Aziz, there is no special agenda for tonight. Everything is directed towards this trade show, but you may have an agenda that, that none of us know anything about. So, again, if there was something special that you would like to highlight, then we are certainly would love to hear me.
Do we know some of the exhibitors that are going to be exhibiting there beyond, you know, some of the products we know, but brothers in the agricultural business as well as, you know, the solar energy? We know we have other vendors that's coming there with some healthcare products.
I understand from what has been told to me, that anything that you have in your home, any items that you have in your home, furniture, regardless of what it may be, there will be producers that can, there will be wholesale producers that can just about a wholesale or put you in touch as to where you yourself can be going to retail. So, yes, there is going to be several hotel organizations there as to where they're looking forward to doing wholesale sales with you as to where you yourself can have plenty of overhead to do your retail. Again, those of you who are wish to go down and do some vending for that particular weekend, now's a good time to go ahead and get your registration in for vending that particular weekend. And I don't know, did you have anything on vending or one can, but I know, like Brother Aziz was saying, whatever information you need as far as registration or if you are going down and you need accommodations for your product to sell that particular weekend, the number to call would be 704-201-1353. So, Brother Aziz, did you have any other information that you wanted to share? Any information? We're not in the same location, so we.
Yes. Actually, I was, you know, thinking of talking about, you know, the different people that are going to be presenting their businesses, and one of them that's going to be quite unique is a brother that's presenting an all-natural mosquito repellent. And this all-natural mosquito repellent, you know, we're coming up to the time of the year that you need mosquito repellent. And this being an all-natural repellent, I think, it, you know, it's if it works well and everything, then for business investors, that's something to be interested in investing in.
Well,
you know, it could really.
Yeah, of course, Brother Aziz. I remember when we interviewed that brother, you and I together, and he was explaining that repellent that they do have. One of the things I was impressed with is that, like you said, it's very effective as far as the insects and also the virus, the NIRS virus. It's very effective for that. But at the same time, it doesn't harm the environment. It is a halal product. Saying halal means that it's a natural, all the ingredients are natural and wouldn't be harmful to the atmosphere at all. So you go right ahead, Brother Aziz. But it is a very good example of what one can go down and look for.
Yes, and you know, some of the other things that, you know, be discussed about in this trade conference and show will be, you know, SBA statistics on, you know, blacks and black spending, black entrepreneurship, where, you know, it'll help some blacks that are going into business or African Americans that are going into business to be able to more or less focus in the areas where supposedly a lot of the blacks are doing a lot of buying and the commodities or items that they're buying. And, you know, as well as somebody that's looking to go into business, period. They don't know what it is they want to do, but they want to own a business or go into a business. This is a time to come and be able to, you know, look and see if there's businesses there, or as well as the networking or meeting with people that might be able to, you know, turn you on to an idea or a business that you may be interested in investing in. But I think one of the other things that's important there is the fact that we'll have an opportunity, Brother Bilal. We're looking for them in the Washington area, but your plan that you originally came up for the Washington metropolitan area, well, that's what we wanted for, but we can still reach out, I think, and you can give me a read on this. You know, we're still looking for those 100 investors that are willing to put up $3,000 apiece to open up a business in this Washington metropolitan area, black business, in our community somewhere that will, you know, be a business that not only can the money be recycled once or twice, as many times as we can, but we're going to put together a business that, you know, would benefit the black community as well as us. And I mean by benefiting the black community, we'd like to hire African Americans, you know, to run these businesses, whatever we invest in, African Americans that have the know-how and the will to work and do these and make this business successful. So, you know, that's so Let me know what you take on that, Brother Bilal. Should we put that out there too in Mali Durham, or just continue to hear and reach out to our people here in Washington, D.C., because this is where we want to start that, to set our example going here in D.C.
Actually, so, Brother Rajiv, when it comes to the investors, and of course, this is those 100 investors, that's why I am asking, that's why I am saying, let's go to North Carolina. Let's see where we can wholesale and have wholesale distributorships that I understand that are available. And like on just about any type of products that you're talking about. So I want to go down. That's what I want to do. And I'm asking everyone else who's thinking about your own business or becoming jointly owners in businesses. But here we'll be able to see as to where we can buy from each other. I understand some of the huge contracts that our lady ma'am, Imam W.D. Muhammad, before he passed me a lot of rewards and reward him for all his goods and grants into the paradise. But Brother Imam paved the way as to where those deals that he made with overseas, especially some of those huge contracts are that we have with China. So you're going to see these agreements and these products that have been purchased. You're going to see as to where you can see them, inspect them, and decide yourself. But as far as the 100 investors, the 100 investors is to where we can own that the shopping center. That shopping center, as you know, is a national mall shopping outlet. And but at the same time, by having 300 investors, there are many. It's just not Washington D.C. We're looking to invest because when it comes to the African-American markets, you can go all over this country. Even down to North Carolina, and I'm sure that you will see where we're consumers, but we're just not business owners. So I would suggest just about anywhere we go, as far as stimulating growth in the black markets, I suggest that could be just about anywhere in this country, whether it's in a large metropolitan area or whether it's in a smaller rural area. Everywhere you go, you're going to see where African-American businesses, there should be a stimulation. Because, again, if you look at the amount of consumer spending that we do, the monies that we do spend should be encouraging enough to I know it would be encouraging enough for me to want to go into businesses in the community. And I know I'm not the one I would be an expert in the business. But just by being an owner of a business in just about any of our communities, I think would be a wise, and I think would be a good investment. Simply because of the large consumer spendings that we did have, and the and not being able to say that we are entrepreneurs and owners of our own businesses. And so that's what North Carolina is going to present to us. Not only can you go into business, not only is there going to be many there to help you help you in a business, but because we own our own distributorships, we can also control the finance. So many cases you'll find is where, like you said, coming there with a good business plan, a good business idea, because those mm-hmm. who are there are business personnel that's been around and been quite successful. But just like but at the same time, they know that their best investment is definitely in our own communities. And of course, the evidence of that is seeing all of those who come from foreign communities coming into our communities. And you can see just how well they do when they do come into the communities. So that's why I encourage all to come to the trade show and see for yourself and get to know entrepreneurs and let these entrepreneurs get to know you and see what we can do as far as being a vested community and growing together to increase our entrepreneurship. Brother,
yes, brother. You know, and that also, you know, we discussed it back in the early days of, you know, back years back in the 50s and 60s and on back, you know, 30s, 40s, like that. African Americans had to do business among themselves primarily because, you know, that's the way it was. You know, we wasn't allowed to really go into the major places and feel comfortable shopping or get the kind of service we wanted. So we did a lot of business among ourselves. We even built our own houses, shared in the building of one another's houses. We had all those skills and trades. Number of the schools, universities, Tuskegee, one of them down in Alabama, was straight up built from African Americans' know-how. They cut the trees down. They made the lumber out of the trees. They made the bricks out of the dirt, the nails and everything. And they actually built that school, among a number of other things that African Americans built, relying on themselves and supporting. And, you know, our major goal is promoting businesses among ourselves, but we also have to promote the understanding and put the knowledge out there that it's useful and helpful and imperative that we do support one another, you know, because from a point of looking out for yourselves and making sure that you have some survival here in the society, some economic survival, that's the only way you can ensure it, because when you spend your money elsewhere, you're making sure that somebody else's economic survival not only maintains and exists, but, you know, it does well while yours goes down. You know, and that's all about why we're doing this here, because if we have businesses that support one another, that means that our economics on a certain level is going to be better. It may be better for 5, 6, 7, 10 of us or more. It might be better for a whole lot, and that's just one business. The more businesses that we have, the better it's going to be, bigger picture for us, because we see this all around us, but the mentality, the acceptance of this is what we got to do, is just not put out there like it should be. And we're leaving our people out there to be the victims to any other culture's society or whims or whatever. You know, I remember we used to have eateries like the Florida Avenue Grill. We had stuff down there on 8th Street, black businesses that serve food and stuff like that. They disappear. Businesses that took care of shoes, cobblers, not just shoe science fans, cobblers that could make repair shoes real well, slowly diminishing. We have, matter of fact, we have one shop that actually does, you know, cobbler repair work. It's one of our supporters, and we always try to take people down there, and that's a business called the Divine Shine, 723 T Street Northwest. Divine Shine, of course, yes. They are boot blacks. They shine shoes. They get your shoes. They restore your shoes to the new look. And Mr. Star, big discount is right there also. So businesses like that, you know, there's just a few in the community still around, and people need to know to support them, because a lot of the shoes and things right now are made of throwaways. But if you have some good shoes, then you want to take them to a place where you can depend on getting them restored to their new look and keep them up as much as you can. And that's one place to go, you know, to do it. We have Ms. Shalore Williams, an attorney at law. Mr. Shalore Williams deals in real estate, will, probate, and many, many different legal businesses that she can help one with. Ms. Shalore Williams can be reached at area code 301-341-5577, and that's attorney Shalore Williams. We have also number one accountant, Ms. Gina Baker, MBA, certified public accountant. Excellent with financial matters when it comes to having your taxes done and having the right things done in your taxes where you won't have to get an audit, a bad audit. And Ms. Gina Baker can be reached at area code 301-332-6015. And that's area code 301-332-6015. And this is just two of the many businesses that, you know, not only support our show as well as have speaking engagements on the show all at the same time, of passing out information. But, you know, this is what we're trying to do. Not only are these people in business, but they come on the show and tell you what not only their business is about, but what the business is about at what they do as an attorney, as an accountant, the things that they can do for you, what is expected of you to want from them. Because a lot of people, they don't know what they can offer you or you expect from them, because the people just aren't educated at that point. So it's important that we support these businesses as opposed to run into someone outside of us who don't have the same compassion to tell you what you need to know to take care of your business and get it settled in a manner to where, you know, you're satisfied with what's being done, and at the same time, you're promoting economics in our community. And this is what we've been doing all along, trying to get other African-American businesses to participate in this blog radio show. Let us know what you're about, and we want to promote you to let the public know what you're about also. So this is why we're reaching out. And Brother Bilal, you know, you've been at the forefront of this, promoting this idea of us, you know, trying to promote the African-American business. You've been at it for a long time with the New African Business Association way back, you know, let's say 10 years ago, you know. And it's a noble effort, and it's an effort that is constantly trying to make African-Americans aware, and not only be aware, but let that awareness just be more than I just know. Participate, be active, show some movement, because, you know, it's a lifestyle we live. You know, you got a lot of dudes and girls wearing dreadlocks going around talking about the African this and that. But, you know, they just got to look. That's all. It's like, you know, it's like you see a can of sardines, but when you open the can up, it's chicken inside of the can. You say, what the heck? I thought I was getting sardines. In the same way it is with a lot of us African-Americans when it comes to supporting businesses that we know that are African-Americans. We just don't go to them. We don't look at them or anything like that. We ignore them. And they barely exist until a lot of them go out of business unless they're IT businesses where they don't have to depend and reach out to their African-American community in particular to do business. Because if they're good at that, everybody will come to them to do business. And this is what we're trying to develop among us. I mean, why do we always, like, we'll go buy Spanish food, Chinese food, Indian, Pakistani food, and all these type of things in their communities, but they don't come over to ours and do nothing. Matter of fact, the biggest, baddest part of it is of them having all those businesses in our community. Ain't none of them are robbing us, but ideally, they're coming in there and doing what we should be doing. Supporting our own, having our own working in there. And you're taking care of a number of families there, brother. And you're promoting a lot of respect among a number of families that reach out to other members of the family. And it just keeps going on, friends and all that. So that's what we've been trying to promote. And we'll continue to try to promote until we start seeing some things happen, especially in the so-called Washington, D.C. metropolitan area that in Baltimore and Virginia. So we welcome anybody to call in. But Brother Milan, this is what we've been trying to do. And you've been, like I said, been there a long time. So the best we can continue to do is, try to promote our program to the callers, give them a call in, let us know who they are. And, perhaps, we can promote their business in a way that it has an impact on them.
Yeah, Brother Aziz, I think what you were saying is there are many, there's a lot of facts to what you were saying. My thing, as I've always said, is it's not so much that outsiders aren't doing that much business with us. I think when it comes to the African-American business, I don't even know what the average African-American business is. And we go around looking for them because we're trying to promote the African-American business. Right now, we're selling anyone who, you don't have to be African-Americans, but our emphasis is the African-American. And we're saying, yeah. Now, this is a good time to network. You can call in right now and identify your business or a few moments or whoever and our listening audience will know of your business. That's what we come on the radio every Wednesday, and we're on for 1 hour, and that 1 hour we're hoping that we can network with each other and get to know each other. And we do that by introducing your business to all of our listeners. Also, the other side of what we are trying to do, of course, is to create new businesses together. And that's where earlier, and we'll continue to talk about the investors as to where we would invest jointly to do such a thing. But so right now, if you are a business person, like I said, tonight is a night as to where we want to get to know our business entrepreneurs. And so you can call in and I'll introduce yourself. The call-in number again is 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. And we'll be right back after we deal with one of our sponsors.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bidemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And just like you heard that ad that you just heard, those are sponsors. Those are the ones who sponsor the radio show. So we invite you also to be a sponsor of the radio show. And when you are a sponsor of the radio show, we advertise and we pronounce your business the same way you just heard a couple of our sponsors just had their businesses announced. So we invite you to also promote your show through our advertisements. But tonight, again, is an open mic. So if you are a business person, you can simply call in tonight and introduce your business, and we will be glad to share your business information with our listening audience. Again, the call-in number is 657-383-1372. And Brother Aziz, like we were saying before, we got about 15 or 20 more minutes left on this show. But May the 5th to May 7th, that's going to be our international trade show. And that's going to be registration for the trade show is going on as we speak. And that's going to be in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. For information, for those of you who wish to who haven't got your registrations in, or you haven't had your hotel accommodations made, or you still need time for the dinner, which will be an international dinner that Saturday evening, and also the many, many workshops that will be taking place during that Saturday and Friday night. Of course, that's when they don't really see it, but Friday night, a lot of you that wish are singles. Friday note for what I've always known in the past. Friday night is a good sociable night. And of course, many of the seniors might be a night for hopefully someone to find their mate or other head. So it should be an exciting weekend for both business, socialization, and inspiration. So I would invite all to come to the International Trade Show, and that's going to be the weekend of May the 5th to May 7th. Registration is going on as we speak. The registration numbers and any other numbers that you need to have, any other information that we should be giving you, Brother Aziz, I'll let you give that information again.
Yes. One of the things I wanted to feature tell about again, because it's in particular any of the youth from the age of 18 or below, there's going to be a special emphasis added on trying to support your business or market your business for children that's 18 or younger. And this launch tank will have, like, you have your business heard in front of a panel of business experts, and you pitch your product. But what they want you to do is you submit a 5-minute video by April 11th. That's for this. Submit a 5-minute video by April 11th, and you share your idea or your business to member at nationalmbc.org. And that's where you would send your, you share your big video at member at nationalmbc.org. And what you'll need to do is be ready to make a live pitch at the conference. The time and date will be announced at, you know, at, for the conference, as I was saying earlier. And again, that number to call is area code 704-201-1353. And again, it's going to be at the Embassy Suites by Hilton, and that's in Cary, North Carolina, as part of the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle. And as Brother Belial said earlier, that the registration is still available there. And also, Sunday morning, there's going to be what is an economic brunch. And we'll have a guest speaker there at this economic brunch, a couple of them. And I'm not sure who they are exactly right now. But again, you can find more information out if you call the number. That's the toll-free number of area code. It's 1-888-776-9908. And that is, the number is 1-888-776-9908. Or area code 704-201-1353. And that's area code 704-201-1353. Or other information can be reached at www.nationalmbc.org. And that's www.nationalmbc.org. And Brother Belial, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Aziz. We're going to take a slight break, and we'll be right back right after this slight break.
All right.
Weinemann Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Weinemann Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.weinemannassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. Or 301-234-9090. Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back to the show. Again, for those of you who wish to take advantage of these last few minutes that we'll be on the air, you can still have time to call in and identify yourself. The call-in number is 657-383-1372. And also, wanted to inform those listeners, and especially those who are interested in traveling to North Carolina and the International Trade Show, the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. has reserved tables. And if you like to be seated at our reserved table, give us a call. You can call 202-288-5660, or you can call 202-903-7278, ask for myself, Bilal Masadiq, our brother Aziz, and we will be more than happy to make certain that you are seated at the table that's been reserved for the New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, like any other good thing or good moments, it all comes to a brief end, and we're coming up to our end in about five more minutes. Any closing comments that you like to make, I will go ahead and listen to yours, and I'll make mine just to yours.
All right, brother, I'd just like to say that, you know, to our listeners out there, you know, if you have anyone you know that's in business, go ahead on, have them give us a call in. We want to promote them and let other African Americans know that they exist out there and try to send some business their way. So, you know, and peace to all.
And of course, you know, like we said, we are a sponsorship organization, which means we want to sponsor you, but at the same time, we need your sponsorship in order to stay on the air. So I say let's become partners and sponsor and help each other. Again, the New Africa Business Association, we have two objectives. One is to, again, identify your business and be able to promote your business to all of our listeners. We do it locally and we do it nationally. And this is what you're going to see evidence of when you come to the show, the International Trade Show held in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Again, I want to say thank you for your continuing listening and hopefully your continuing support. And until our next show, of course, which will be every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., you can always be a part of a show, of this show and be a participant of the show by calling in. And we certainly invite you to inform others that they should also are invited to be part of our membership blog, membership New Africa Business Association, and a participant of our blog radio show. So again, we thank you for your listening for this evening. We encourage you to get your registration in by calling North Carolina. That number again is 704-201-1353. And of course, for registration, vending, or any other information that you would want as far as the North Carolina Trade Show, call 704-201-1353. Again, Bilal Masadi, thanking you for your attendance.
My days have grown so lonely, for you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, bye. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, bye. Can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking.